Manu Patra alerts dated the 23rd of September 2019. Supreme Court has observed that illegal construction in high tide areas of Kerala led to devastating floods in the state last month, as it slammed the state government for not following its orders on demolition of 4 apartment complexes at Kochi's Maradu. The apex court said it was shocked to know about the illegal structures coming up in coastal areas and asked Kerala Chief Secretary to conduct a survey and review the extent of devastation caused to nature. Supreme Court has summoned the Uttar Pradesh Home Secretary over the state's lack of control over its lawyers. The top court, fuming over the failure of lawyers representing Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath's government to reply to notices, has warned the Home Secretary that unless the state set its house in order, he will be forced to argue their case. The court noted that, if no lawyer responds to Supreme Court notice, Home Secretary will have to appear in the court to defend the case. Supreme Court has ruled that landowners must be given solatium and interest apart from compensation awarded to them when their land is acquired for construction of highways. The court ruled that Section 3 (Jules) of the National Highways Act, 1956 was violative of Article 14 of the Constitution of India. The section says that no provision of the Land Acquisition Act, 1894, shall apply to an acquisition under the National Highways Act. Supreme Court has ruled that a prosecution case cannot be disbelieved merely because the weapon of assault or the bullet was not recovered. Supreme Court has noted that a judge who retires as an acting Chief Justice of a High Court is not entitled to the same pensionary benefits available to retired Chief Justices of High Courts. The court also elaborated that when the seat of the Chief Justice remains vacant, another judge of the High Court often performs the duties of the Chief Justice for the duration of such vacancy. Supreme Court has ruled that an army official is entitled to disability pension only if the disability is attributable to military or aggravated by military service and not when he met with an accident while purchasing household materials. Supreme Court has observed that the judiciary is an institution founded on honesty and integrity while reasserting that it is necessary for judicial officers to possess a sterling quality of integrity to be able to serve the public. It made the observation while declining to show any leniency to a Maharashtra-based judicial magistrate, who had challenged his 2004 dismissal from service following allegation he passed orders in favor of the clients of a woman lawyer. Supreme Court has ruled that in every suit filed under Section 92 of Code of Civil Procedure, 1908, CPC, the grant of leave is essential before the suit can be laid to be properly instituted. Supreme Court has permitted the Tamil Nadu State Cricket Association to hold elections to elect office bearers but said the results will be subject to its decision. The court said the State Cricket Association can go ahead with the elections but will not declare the results. It will be subject to the order of this court and legal remedies will be available to parties. Madras High Court has ruled that social media companies cannot escape liability for the damage done to society through fake news or rumors spread through their platforms, and said they need to be held accountable for such misuse by users. Bombay High Court has declined to hand over the custody of a girl, rescued from a prostitution ring, to her parents, noting that the possibility of their pushing her into sex trafficking or getting involved in such illegal activity in the future cannot be ruled out. Madras High Court has ruled that the Constitution of GST Appellate Tribunal, GSTAT, is unconstitutional. The court has ruled that the number of judicial members must exceed the number of technical members. Allahabad High Court has ruled that playgrounds within the school grounds are compulsory in all schools under the Right of Children to Free and Compulsory Education Act, 2009. The court further observed while elaborating on the vital need of schools to incorporate playgrounds for the holistic development of the students that time spent in schools cannot be in likeness of life on the conveyor belt and that the purpose of schools was to humanize life and not to mechanize existence. Karnataka High Court has dismissed a review petition filed by Vijay Mallya challenging a coordinate bench order which in turn had upheld the order by Debt Recovery Appellate Tribunal asking Mallya to deposit a sum of 3,101 crores rupee as a precondition for hearing his appeal against a Debt Recovery Tribunal order. Kerala High Court has quashed charges under Unlawful Activities Prevention Act 1967 registered against Rupesh, a Maoist leader arrested from Tamil Nadu in 2016, in three cases at Vilayam and Katiyadi police stations in Kozhikode district. The court, while quashing the UAPA charges, has also observed the delay on the part of the state government in sanctioning prosecution of the accused in these cases. Delhi High Court has ruled that an order restraining the municipal corporation from utilizing a part of private land for the purpose of road widening without acquiring it under the law and in the absence of any compensation paid to the owners. Delhi High Court has stayed a Delhi government circular barring admission in its schools to students who have failed twice in classes 9th to 12th. The court granted the interim direction on the ground that it prima facie violates a student's right to education. Gujarat High Court has suspended the 10-year jail sentence imposed on a man convicted for cow slaughter. The court observed that the accused was only alleged to have used the beef while preparing biryani for celebrating the marriage ceremony of his own daughter. Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI. As part of its attempts to strengthen the risk management framework for liquid funds, has made it mandatory for such funds to hold at least 20% of its net assets in liquid assets while mandating an exit load on investors that exit within 7 days of making an investment. President has promulgated the Taxation Laws Amendment Ordinance 2019 to bring into effect the slew of corporate tax rate cuts announced by the government. The ordinance amends the Income Tax Act, 1961 and the Finance, No. 2, Act, 2019 to give any domestic company an option to pay income tax at the rate of 22% subject to condition that it will not avail itself of any exemption or incentive.